So the paper has also covered other issues in the gay community, like drug abuse and alcoholism and tobacco addiction. And after all, it is distributed heavily in bars. That's where a lot of the scene is. And today I think of equal marriage rights and the right to serve in the U.S. military as among the defining issues for the gay and lesbian community. How would you characterize the editorial focus of the paper these days?
Well, we try to stay current, you know, and we try to stay relevant. And we want to write about what is of particular interest to our community at any given time. And that's changed and evolved over the years. You know, it was politics and community tensions in the beginning. The paper really hit its stride, I think, in terms of becoming just more than a community newspaper, but a real part of the fiber of the community during the AIDS epidemic. And as you point out, in recent years now, it's been the struggle for marriage equality. And just as the paper was the go-to source for everyone, straight media as well, mainstream media as well, during the AIDS epidemic, we have become the go-to source on what's happening on the fight for marriage equality. We have the cell phone numbers and the email addresses of everyone who is playing a prominent role in the struggle for marriage equality, and we get the information first, and we break it first. And now that we're online and have a strong multimedia presence, you know, we generally have it up. That used to be our disadvantage. I mean, if we might know something on Friday, but our paper had published on Thursday, and so by the time even though we knew it first, we didn't get it out to the public until the following week. But that's changed now. If we learn something on a Friday afternoon, it goes up on the website immediately. And then it gets picked up by blogs and by the mainstream press, and then if it's still newsworthy, then we print it the following week. But you know, we're the go-to source on marriage equality, and I expect we'll continue to be.
Now, you expect to continue to be. So many mainstream dailies and weeklies are struggling financially, and weeklies serving the gay community are folding around the country. So what is the future for the Bay Area Reporter?
Well, I think the future is fantastic for the Bay Area Reporter. I think we were certainly hit very hard as classified advertising revenues dropped off. I think we survived for a number of reasons, however. Unlike many mainstream newspapers that went under, we're a free paper, so we weren't depending on subscription revenue. That was a big factor. We didn't have it to lose, so we didn't lose it. Also, we're a niche publication. We have a niche audience, so we're able to report in greater depth on issues and do the digging that's necessary that you can't just pick up and find anywhere else online. So our audience, our public, has remained very loyal, and our advertisers, you know, the classifieds have dropped off, but our display advertisers have remained very loyal and have increased. And then in comparison to the other papers around the country that have gone under, I frankly don't think that is as much I don't think it's them following the trend of the newspaper industry as much as it is there was a lot of mismanagement. Bob was a businessman. He believed that companies needed to be run efficiently, pay their bills on time, and we have maintained and have a strong balance sheet, and we have maintained that attitude as a business. And you look at some of the papers that did fold, particularly on the East Coast, and you'll find that they weren't run with the same efficiencies that they should have been. So you couple that with the fact that their growth model turned out not to be accurate in 2008 and 2009 and caused them trouble. But that didn't happen to us because we have tried to follow Bob's example in being efficient. Going forward, you know, we want to stay on the cutting edge. We want to, you know, I introduced you to some of our graphics people. You see that our staff is infinitely younger than the publisher. I can't imagine getting up in the morning and not having a real paper to put in my hand to read with my cup of coffee. But we realize that a lot, and there's still a strong demographic for that, and that demographic is not going to go away for a long time. But we realize that people get their news in multiple ways.
Right. So in fact, there are all those 20s and early 30s. Digital generation readers who really are getting almost all of their information from mobile devices or online on their computers. So can you imagine a day when there won't be a physical paper, Bay Area Reporter, but there will be an online presence.
Well, not in my lifetime, I don't. I really don't. I think that when you have a quality product, like the Bay Area Reporter or like the New York Times, not that we're the New York Times, but we are kind of, Bevan Dufty likes to say we're the New York Times of the gay community.
Former supervisor, Bevan Dufty, yes.
Right, yeah. You know, I think there will always be a demographic. I walk around town a lot. I live on Nob Hill, and I walk around town a lot, and we're very active in the city's Podstand program, which is what have come to replace NewsRacks now, and we're distributed everywhere, or all over San Francisco, and I always look in the NewsRacks to see how we're doing, and it's just amazing how early in the week they're empty. So when we went online, when we developed our website and went online in 2005, we were concerned that it might cannibalize our print readership. But it didn't. It didn't at all. It just doubled our audience overnight. And we want to stay relevant to every demographic, and that's what's led to our website, which is just excellent, I think. We're very active with social media. We have our Facebook page that is updated regularly. You can Twitter us if you want. And we've now launched, really in the middle of the worst of the recession, we launched a new print publication, The Bar Tab, that is aimed at a younger demographic that has very interesting content but does go back to part of the original mission of the paper, which is to tell people what's going on at nighttime and around town.